Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Darren begins this encore show by quoting one of his favorite affirmations. You never rise above the level of your confession. We talk about how important it is to say godly and valuable affirmations in your life and how those words can change your circumstances. Darren reminds you that life is all about choices and decisions that you make and that meditating on God's word will bring success. God loves you and he's faithful to bring about what he has promised concerning you. It is important that you no longer remain a spectator, but become a participant in the kingdom of God. Now let's join the program.
And last night we talked about affirmations, for example. And folks, I want to tell you, you never rise above the level of your confession. Now, for example, I'm going to pick on this brother here. Just believe that he's going to show us, the Lord's going to show us some good things. Well, here's what I have. This short note says, well, last month... this last month has been more of the same in spades. This is a short breakdown. My wife's car got in a wreck. The basement flooded. I don't know if he lost his business or he's losing business. And I only have one car and it won't pass the admissions. Or emission, not admissions, but emissions. Now, if you stick with a confession like that, you're going to have more of the same. I guarantee you, because you'll keep planting. And see, the deception from the devil is keep talking about how bad it is instead of talking about how God might turn it around.
Well, and there is no scripture in this note, and we're not saying this to put this brother down,
No. But
we're saying this is the condition of the body of Jesus Christ today, and we wonder why we're getting stolen from the devil. And in the very last, he does, well, and in one, he says, my wife's car got wrecked and no one was hurt. Boy, what an opportunity. I know that you who are listening that come to the Tuesday night meetings, you're discerning already. You're saying, wow, this letter is full of mockery. And it's full of lifting up the devil and no praising of God. And he says no one was hurt, but there's no praise God that no one was hurt.
Right.
I mean, there is no acknowledgement here, Darren, of God at all.
Well, some of the affirmations we talked about last night will keep you. And the reason my heart goes out to this brother is if you continue with this strain of thought, you'll get over into bitterness, unbelief, obstinacy, hardness of heart.
Well, he's in some of that already. That's
okay,
right.
Now here's an affirmation for you that I gave last night in the lesson. It says, I will not walk by what I see, but by what I know from God's word. And one thing we told the people last night is even the children of Israel saw 10 marvelous miracles before their eyes when God was springing them free from Egyptian bondage.
They saw the whole army of Pharaoh drowned in the Red Sea behind
them.
So
that was number 11.
That's right.
And he saw them provide water and manna and quail and all these things in the desert where it wouldn't naturally find those things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason we're saying this is seeing is not believing. Knowing and choosing to trust is believing.
That's right.
You have to choose to trust the Lord. You have to choose to believe that the Word of God is true, and then it goes to work for you. But if your confession always over here, and very honestly, is glorifying the devil and the things that come against us, and all of us have things that go wacko. If I told you some weeks the frustrations that I go through, I mean, you would think, my goodness, Darren, you're really negative. You're just yeah, I could be. But I choose not to take those things. I'd rather focus on the positive things. And when I do, the glory of God, the power of God, and the sustenance of God kicks in for me.
That's right.
And I just can't give in to the negative. It does not pay. Well, here's another affirmation. I will encourage and build up other believers in the Word, giving them hope. And this last tape that we sent out was on affirmations. It tells you how to say an affirmation, It gives you an idea how you can even build your own.
Well, and I want to say that all this is based on Scripture.
Amen.
For instance, the first one you gave, I will not walk by what I see, but what I know from God's Word. We know that in 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. And that God all over in the Scripture says, we don't look at the things that are on this earth. We look at the things
right.
that are above.
Amen. And see, last night I asked the people at the very beginning, I said, I want you to write down two words on your notes here. One is the word choices, and the other word is decisions. Now, if you don't make the decision to go with God, to speak His word, obviously you're not planting His seed in your spiritual garden, and guess what? You won't have that kind of harvest. Well, we have another affirmation here. I will meditate on God's faithfulness and His love for me and confess it with my mouth. Now, we've had some things hit us real hard, but you know, I told Barbara, I said, my God is faithful. My God is faithful. He's coming through for me. He's not going to let me down. And I don't care if everybody says I'm wrong. I've seen God's faithfulness too many times for me to cop out and start talking negative. I just refuse to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, I never devalue God's promises. Some of you folks, bless your hearts, you're devaluing God's promises. You're basically saying God's not faithful. He doesn't help me. Look at me. I got all these problems. I got car problems, problems with my job, problems with my health. No wonder you're making such a negative confession. You're getting what you confess. So I beg you, make a decision to turn your mouth around and realize this. You never rise above the level of your confession.
That's right. I believe, Darren, one of the key problems here in this day and age is that we've become an audience of spectators, and we're sitting back and we're letting the person that is up front speaking do everything for us. We have not begun to participate in this.
Right, exactly.
And the gospel is a gospel of participation. One of the things that God hated, and it's spoken of in Revelations not once but twice, is the Nicolaitan spirit. That spirit, and we know that it probably came during the reign of King Nicholas, is that they let one person take over and become the power and the voice for all the people. God hated that spirit because they were letting this man, and it eventually went into the Catholic Church, this man do penance and everything for the people. And God wants us to participate. He wants us to be participators in this gospel, this good news that goes out to the world. Jesus was a prime example of saying, now you go out in twos. I'm sending you forth. I'm giving you the authority to cast out demons and to heal the sick. And they went out and they came back rejoicing that they laid hands on people and it happened.
Amen.
Darren, this gospel is a gospel of we have to participate. We can no longer sit back and just be spectators.
Well, I tell you, when we get down, and all of us have a tendency to get down. I mean, things hit you, blindside you, surprise you, overwhelm you, overtake you, and so on. You need to open up your Bible and read Deuteronomy chapter 28. Now, I'm going to read just the first two verses. Now, it shall be if you will diligently, there's that word, diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you will obey the Lord your God. And he goes on to say, I'll bless the work of your hands, your kids. Mm-hmm. I'll get you established. Now, but there's a warning later on in this same chapter, and in verse 47, this is Deuteronomy 28, and he spends the first 14 verses saying, I just want to bless your socks off. Now, in verse 47, it says, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and a glad heart for the abundance of all things, therefore you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord shall send against you. See, God says, hey, I want you to go with me, but if you turn to reject me, then I'm going to allow your enemies to be your disciplinarians.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you folks, I bless your hearts, but come on, wake up. It's in the Word of God, and it will tell you why you've got some problems. If you've got a whole lot of problems, go to the Lord, get on your knees and say, where have I been disobedient? Where have I opened the door for the devil to come in and whack on me?
Mm-hmm. I would like to have you say a prayer for this, brother. You know, Darren, as I read his letter, I said, Lord, how could I even tell that this man is a born-again believer? I mean, with what he said, with how he wrote his letter, and we know he's born again, but how would I know as a reader of this letter that he's born again? And I believe there are others like that. A spirit of mockery has replaced a spirit of praise, and a spirit of hard-heartedness, and a spirit of what we call there's something going on inside of us when we don't acknowledge God, like you said in Deuteronomy 28, when we don't acknowledge him with thankful heart and a glad heart for what he has done for us, but we just look at the negatives. And I would appreciate a prayer. I know some of you are going through that very thing.
Lord God, all of us have been tempted at some time or another to get into the negatives, and I believe all of us have fallen into that trap at some time in our lives. Father God, I know I spent some time there, and I know it had me by the neck, and night and day I was going through the courtroom of my mind saying, this is not fair, this is not fair. Other people are blessed, I'm not blessed. They get the breaks, I don't get the breaks. But Father, one day you got my attention, and you showed me that you are a God of love and a God of fairness, and that you wanted to bless me, but I was holding off the blessing, not the devil. I was the problem. Father God, I'm asking that our friends would just be real honest with you and honest with themselves, and that they would repent where repentance is needed. And Father God, that they'll get on their knees and get real honest with you. And if there's hardness of heart, they'll repent of that. If there's stiff-neckedness, or if they become obstinate, or if they become unpersuadable, Lord, let them lay that on the altar of their lives, and in truth, in sincerity, ask you to take that away so that you can bless them.
That's right.
And Father, I thank you today for our dear friends that do sit down and pour out their hearts to us. Help them, Lord God, to allow you to get their attention, to allow you to bless them, because you're in the blessing business. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We had, you know, two praises last week, Darren, and one was our friend Jack. He reads meters out in the country.
And, hello, Jack.
Hello, Jack. And he never knows what's going to come up next. And when you wake up in the morning, you do not know what your day is going to be like, and that's why Darren and I encourage you to get in the Word, even if it's a chapter or two. Get in that Word the first part of the morning. But here goes Jack, and he's reading meters, and he's just doing what he's doing every day, and all of a sudden a mouse runs up his pants.
A field mouse.
It's, yes.
Different than a house mouse.
Yeah, that's right. But, well, they all come from the fields. I mean, you know, that's their
that's
origin.
Right.
But here, he's done this for years, and I'm sure this has not happened. And all of a sudden, this mouse is biting him. I mean, viciously in the leg. Now, we know of all the hantavirus and all this that's gone on. My goodness, fear. That spirit of fear is a zonk right in there and says, oh, you're going to die. You're going to get this and you're going to get that. And so you know what he did? He called. He said, I need prayer. Something unexpected happened. I got bit and I need your prayer. And last week again, a friend that comes every Tuesday night, his knee blew out on him. And instead of going to the doctor first off, he calls us and he says, you know, my knee blew out and I can't walk. And could you please pray for me? Well, we went over and prayed for him. And Darren, it was healed almost immediately.
But let me say, since you brought this story up, the reason he was healed was because of a word of knowledge. Now, a word of knowledge is tapping into the mind of God, really, and say, what's on your mind, Lord? But he told me, he said, the problem is not in his knee, it's in his back. His back is out of alignment, and that's caused the problem. Mm-hmm. And as soon as his back was healed, the leg was fine.
That's right.
Now, he happens to be a man that really walks a lot of in his occupation. But, you know, he allowed God to heal him.
Yes.
And he allowed, and he received this. He said, you know, some people would stand there in belligerent and say, hey, you dumb preacher, you crazy, crazy Christian. The problem's not my back, it's my leg that's killing me. Well, if God says the problem's in your back, it's in your back. And if he heals your back, he can show you that knee is going to follow suit.
Amen.
It's going to get well.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely. So, you know, after we pray for brothers and sisters that call and that ask for prayer, I prayed immediately, Philippians 4:8, for Jack, that the peace of God would surround his heart and his mind through Christ Jesus. And Fitz knew that God was his healer. God was Jehovah Jireh, his provider and his healer in Exodus 15. Darren, when we get letters from Christians that have have no scripture that have, please pray. Now, I have a letter in front of me from a dear wife who says, please pray for my family. When we get letters like that, earnest and sincere letters, not mocking letters, but earnest and sincere letters, we can start and begin to go to battle and begin to go to prayer.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Let's just make this real plain. When you're basically complaining and saying, this is my lot, you're saying God is not fair to you. Mm. You're saying that I'm getting the shaft here, and it's not fair. And, you know, I mean, my lot here is just rotten apples and everything else. You know, that tells me that you're not on the same page with God, because he wants to bless you. You ought to be talking about God's blessing. And this affliction is temporary, Darren. It'll soon pass because God is so faithful. What you need to hear.
Is this a game for a lot of people? Are they just sitting back and playing?
It's a sick one.
Boy, it is. Yeah.
See, what we're telling you folks is how you can win. I mean, what I think and what Barbara thinks, you know, that's going to pass.
That's right.
Some of these days, you know, we're all going to drop off the earth here and go to be with the Lord. But the point is, we want you to win today.
Yes.
This is a current gospel.
Last night you said, you know, I know most of us here in this room are going to be here at the year 2000. But where are you going to be in the year 3000? I mean, all of us in that room are going to be dead by the year 3000.
Yeah,
where are we going to be?
That
you can count on that. Where are you going to be? Is your life going to count for anything? And that, when we see wasted potential, Darren, I believe that's probably one of the hardest things on you that I've seen. When you see brothers and sisters and they've wasted their potential.
It grieves me.
It really does.
But you know, God, way back in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28, he says, let's go down and make man in our image and likeness.
Oh, yes.
And I want them to rule, subdue, and dominate the earth. And last night, I asked a question, a rather penetrating question. I said, how many of you have accepted your dominion responsibilities and privileges? There's kind of a blank look on most of the faces. I said, all right, why don't we say an affirmation? Why don't we make a confession? And Jesus Christ is the apostle, high priest of our confession. Why don't we say, Lord God, I accept my dominion to rule, subdue, and dominate in my jurisdiction. See, some of you have never taken any biblical authority and gone after a sickness or a disease or a problem. You sat there and you let the devil absolutely steal you blind, and it's up to you to get it turned around. And let me tell you, folks, you need to make a decision. And turnaround time comes when you turn your words around. Because God is a word God. Jesus was called the Word. He was a Word man. And by the way, it then just follows that we have to become Word people. We have to get our confession straight, make it one, a positive one, and out of the Word of God.
Yes.
And you will start winning. And I love to see you win. And it grieves me when I see you lose. And there's such a narrow margin between winning and losing. Why don't you step over into the winner's column? And I remember I figured that out finally in college. In high school, I kind of just coasted along with about a C+. College, I found out, well, just with a little more effort, I could have a 4 point or a near 4 point. And so I was in there battling with some of the PhDs for grades. And guess what? I started getting the high grades. And it wasn't that hard. It wasn't that. I was still going to class. I never did cut class very often. So I was still going to class. Why not go for the cream of the crop?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying the same thing to you folks. You get the same number of hours a week that I get. God made that part of it fair. We all get 168 hours in a week. How much time do you spend, if you're a Christian and you say the Bible's true, how much time do you spend in the Word? Saying there must be something in here to help me. And God promises two things that we all Americans seem to want: prosperity and success. And he says it very simply. If you meditate on my Word day and night, I will give you prosperity and success. He also says, I give you the power to make wealth.
Mm, praise God. That sounds good to me.
That's good.
Yeah, that really
good
is.
Stuff.
If you would like to have a comment or a question, our phone number is area code 303-455-0777. And
let's give that number again, Barb.
Okay, area code 303-455-0777. Whoop.
And I guarantee you that we can show you how to turn your mouth around, turn your attitude around, and it will change your life.
That's right.
I mean, if you keep making a positive confession out of God's Word. Now, I give this scripture, it seems like almost daily, but listen to it. And Father God, I just pray right now that our listeners will hear this. If they've never heard it before, they'll hear it for the very first time. Cast not away your confidence, for it has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what was promised. This Bible is full of, so many outlandish promises.
That's right.
I mean, we would say, if we were talking to a man, we'd say, you got to be stupid to make that kind of promises.
Yes. And I know you put it in second person, Darren, but I put it in first person. I say, I cast not away my confidence, for it has a great reward.
I didn't do well in English in school. You got to tell me what's the difference between first and third and fourth person and all that.
A lot of times, Jesus is talking in the Bible, and he's referring to the people as you. But we can take that you, and we can put an I in there, meaning I'm going to live by this verse. This verse is personalized. It's just for me. And a lot of us, we can do that. I cast not away my confidence in Jesus because it has a great reward. And I'm going to endure. I'm going to endure through all of this because I know at the end is a crown of righteousness, as it says in James 1. But when we personalize it, and I like your affirmations here that you had, and I hope those of you who were in class last night will take this sheet of affirmations and continue to say it, because it says, I will meditate. I will never devalue God's word. That's important, that it begins to do something inside of me.
What you're saying is, I will respect the word. And let me tell you a great thing to do, and this will help you set your mindset. As you open your Bible, why don't you make this decision? The word of God is true, and I believe it.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a phone call. Line one, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Wonderful.
Doing good.
I didn't get your first name. Is it Linda?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Go ahead, Linda.
We're power partners with you.
Well, bless your heart. We need you. That's what keeps us going.
Bob and I are power partners with you.
Right.
And we have a situation that arose at our house last night.
Okay.
My two children, are in California with their dad.
Mm-hmm.
Visiting. And they called last night stating that they want to stay in California.
How old are your kids?
11 and soon to be 13.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a very bad situation. And God just laid it on my heart that we should use our power partners as our support.
Right.
Yes.
Far as agreement to bring our children home.
What are your kids' first names?
Alex and Zachary.
Okay, now your ex-husband, is he born again?
No.
Okay. All right.
He's quite the person. He is not a very good influence on the kids. He lives still at home with his own parents.
Oh, okay. So they're with grandma and grandpa and dad.
And okay. Uncle, who does drugs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Holy Spirit told me there were drugs involved.
And, two nieces are very abusive, or two cousins. Their two cousins are very abusive to them. So we're in agreement that God brings our children home safe and sound.
Okay. Do they just want to spend the summer, or do they want to go to school out there?
Well, Alex is stating that he wants to live with his dad.
Okay. How old is Alex?
He's going to be 13.
Okay, and Zachary's the 11-year-old?
Right.
Okay. Well?
And we're just praying for God's protection over them.
Do your children know Jesus?
Yes, we take them to church with us.
Yeah, but are they born again? Are they born?
Huh? Not. Zachary has said the sinner's prayer.
Okay.
And Alex was baptized as a Catholic when he was a baby.
Okay,
but he's not born. That doesn't mean you're born again. Okay.
Right. They have seen things that God has done in our lives this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's partly because our son Justin passed away at the first of the year.
Okay, how old was he?
He was 21.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm ready to pray if you are, Linda.
Can I ask one thing? Do you and your ex-husband have joint, or do you have sole?
California states you have to have joint custody.
Okay.
Unless you can prove the other party unfit.
Did you get a divorce in California?
Yes.
Okay.
How long have you been divorced from that person?
since about 92.
Okay. Well, I'm ready. Are you remarried?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Good marriage?
Yes. Pretty God good. Has blessed me with a wonderful man, and I love him very much.
Okay, well, let's pray.
Thank
Father
you,
God, we
sister.
Just lift up Linda and her husband here.
Thank you, Father.
In Colorado, and we just pray for the kids, Alex and Zachary, that are in California. Lord, I come against the spirit of deception, the spirit of lust for things, the lust for freedom, even the lust for evil. And Father, I just say in the powerful name of Jesus that your mighty hand is going to be there. And Lord, I just somehow thank you. I'm asking you to encase these kids in a cocoon of light.
Oh, thank
and Lord,
Jesus.
Don't let what they see of the drug culture or evil language or perversion of any kind get into their spirits. Father God, we just deny that. Father God, we just bind and forbid that thing from overtaking them.
Yes.
No deception, Father God. No deception will overtake these kids.
We bind.
Lord God, we ask that they would see the truth of what's going on there.
Yes.
And that it wouldn't be attractive to them at all. And that they would come back to Colorado and be with their mother. In the powerful name of Jesus, we thank you. And Lord, I ask you to strengthen her prayer life. And as we, as power partners here with Darren in Denver, all of us, mm-hmm. and all of our listeners, Father God, we're going to put our agreement here with Linda to have her kids come home and be in a godly atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And Father God, I just say when these kids come home, they're going to get marvelously saved and know that they're saved and begin to walk as strong Christians. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. We pray. And thank
yes,
you. Thank you,
you,
Jesus. We cover them with the blood of Jesus and bring them home, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Linda, could you leave your name and address so I know which Linda it is, and we'll send you something?
Yes, thank you.
Thank
we'll
you,
stand
Linda.
With you.
God bless
thank
you.
Thank you. God bless you also.
Hey, we love you.
We love you.
Don't you give up. Keep your confession up now.
That's right.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Praise God.
Good.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
And our listeners, remember Alex and Zachary in your prayers. Write them down and pray for Alex and Zachary.
Amen.
That the attraction of the world would not sway them in any way. We bound that. We bound that spirit of deception. And we loose that spirit of love for God's word.
You know, Barbara, I'll tell you, the devil is not going to get those kids.
It's so important that you spend some of your time every day praising God for all that he's done for you. Deuteronomy 28:47 says, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and a glad heart for the abundance of all things, you will serve your enemies. You can change your world and your circumstances with praise and thanksgiving in your heart. May God bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.